He's totally speaking like man. You're an apple. They say that this will be in Yonim. I want to speak about today an Indian that has to do, Mustama, with one of the most common shilas that come up in Mirla Akum. Mustama, this is one of the first shilas that a Rav gets, Mustama, one of the most often asked shilas that a Rav gets in the Shabbos. That's Niger Mirla Akum. But to do it, to two doors to Sukkot, we have two doors from like a ski boy Bahavar. Shiloh is as follows. And then look at Shiloh out there. We know the klal is, we discussed this last month. Shin Zayin Tiv Hei, Amir La'akum, Yom Shabbos, Yom Chomer. Or the Tzedot Teir, Tzedot Saitin, was we can bet Nagoy, Hon, Unzen, Azachar, to us, Tzedot and Shabbos. It depends what type of Yisr it is. Oib Tzedot Yisr, the Rabbonon, the Shavuz, is Leichter, the Doetzes, with the Shavuz, the thing itself, you would do yourself, would be only Otzim, the Rabbonon. To do it, I, the Goy, is a Shavuz, the Shavuz. Shavuz, the Shavuz, is what cool, it's Tzedot, the Doetzes. Shavuz, the Shavuz, for Mokka Mitzvah, for Mokka Monik Shabbos, the Mokum Tsar. So that's cool. That's the capacity in Shulchan Aruch and Yassim Mutti. It becomes a derisive. You have to tell a guy to cook for you on Shabbos or the Haitzah. To do a Malacha derisive, that's a Shana Sach Shveh, that's a Shana Echim Dered, Malachi Kudu Shainim, and Rebbe Shainim Halten, as a mere lakum, a Malacha derisive, hot Mr. Eitzah, from Tzerach Mitzvah, from Tzerach Godol, from Tzerach Enik Shabbos. The Mozart, the Mok, and Seraph God, the Shach, the Kak God, the Tzedor, the Elch of Rishainim, the Shikas of Ahad, the Shikas of Eter, the Meat Rishainim, the Shach, the Kak God, the Mok, and Hesse, God, the Noi, Kemen, the Fulaz, and the Deyim. That is a two place in Ramor, the Rishainim of Shikas. And that's our local match, that's our local match. Shalom is there. Erech Kofresh Mem, 1880, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Aside from the physical light that was brought to the world, he was a Gerim that the Etlech Hatshubis, and that Kufa, Tafay Shmem, Tafay Tzadik, the Kufa, the 20 yard Nach, their Mu'ura, but the Keshibin, Etlech Hatshubis, the Velach Reinen, the Stato Barayt, the Baralma, Vidach, the Kufa, their Mitzi, is their Nura Electra, their Nura Electric, the Electrische Licht, what's its status in Halach? And the shilas that came up was home. These are the shilas. Ereshin Smigay, Hilke Shabbos, Nizir Melech Shabbos, and Amir Lachim, comes up in Gay Amir Lachim. Turning on an electric light, electric bulb on Shabbos. Is it a Melech of Yeraisa? Is it a Havarim in a Torah? Or is it only Mr. Rabban? Or is it Mutter? I'll tell you soon if Chaim Reis is true, but let's take a hug with that different side. It's about that yet it's true. Bye. That was the shayla. We're going to have to shayla with two tzedakah, but that's better for us. Is it a little ochah b'raisa, or is it only a ochah, only a shabbat, only a shvus, and it's only meilid, the emes is not have emes to havara, no, you're being meilid and eish, only in a shabbat. Chayin in kibbut, being mechav is such a light, turning off a bulb, an electric bulb and shots. Is it a Moloch of Yeraisa? Is it only this Rabbon? The Reif Nafkin, telling you that this comes up Maisim, Mechal Yomi, the Shabbos, the Shabbat, the Fatten hotels, the Fatten Mechamis, where in catering halls and places, in public places, in shuls, Maisim, Mechal Yomi, Kem and Betten the Goy to turn on the light, Kem and Betten the Goy to turn off the light, the food. Other appliances, like the motion turning on an air conditioner, turning on a fan, that's the Hamdam Kulam Rashi, that's all, that's the Rapasha, that's the Rizikta Rasugis, that's only the Rabbonim, that's the Rapasha. And that's only a Shus. The Shus is a Vat on a July day, when you have in your house, you forgot to turn on the air conditioner, and that's a Zetan to the Suda, that came in Rufin Agoy, on Remiza, on any problematic Kunsin, can bet in Agoy, Bafurish. Please, I need my air conditioner to turn on. Please turn on my air conditioner. Turn on my fan for me. Children are playing in the house in the afternoon. It's not turning Shabbos. It's very warm. Furish on Ramizik and Betten, a guy unsinded, an air conditioner. It's only Drabun, which was the Shuas from Welcome Line Shabbat.
Why is that better?
Because that's clearly only a Shail of an Issa Drabun. Turning on an electric appliance is only Tikkun Mana. There's no fire here, there's no Latlizimu, there's no Havara here, there's no Kibwe here. So that's a Drabun Pashin, it's only an Issa Drabun. Now, in the test of Rain, we'll discuss, as far as the only Shail that came up, with Hankins of Tahandos and others, is if there's sparks, right? When you turn on the air conditioner and we see a pack of ice in the foyer, there's a spark that goes out. So that we'll discuss later. Why? That's what makes it a tzeruch, enough of a tzeruch that you can be matter in Nisad Rabban. But it will be an Nisad Yeraisa, that wouldn't be enough to be matter a mere la'akum in a Nisad Yeraisa. That's what the humble pack of. What's the tzeruch gadol? Not the shas suga. So I'm the Rabban Fatrik that, you know, if it wouldn't be Bishas or Enoch Shabbos in the Suda lane, we need that Svar, they have to bring that Kejman, how called Fainal and that's Sima. But for the Yerai, so it wouldn't work such a thing, about it not? Sorry?
It's a Sima. It's a Sima.
Yeah, Andrew handled it, has a little play with Gomel.
Oh,
good. Oh, Sima. Good. Yeah, okay, The shaila is, where does our shaila come up? When it's a clear cut, what's the clear cut case of an electric appliance? That's a question of a deraisa. Electric light. So that's the shaila. Aleph. Now, also sniffing this edge to chelik in the shaila, these are what the tshuva is behind. Sniffing that shaila is, we have incandescence, right? Incandescence, Kofrei Shemem. 50 years later, it became practical to use what we call today fluorescent lights. Our fluorescent lights are going to be different Ladina. We're not going to go into the technology now, we'll discuss it later. Are they different Lahalacha or are they the same Lahalacha? Bainly in Yikibui, Bainly in Havar. That's the first set of Shilas that the Bele HaPeskim, the Oisikin, the Fish Mem, the Fish Nun. That's the Shilas. The second set of Shilas. There are other shalos in Hilchos Shabbos that are affected by this new invention. Can one use an electric lamp, an incandescent lamp, to maintain the takana of Ner Shabbos? And make the bracha of Lahadik Ner Shabbos, mit the Ner? So can machin of them govern the nusach habrach for lahalik nesh on Shabbos on a bulb, on an incandescent bulb, and again a sniff is the difference in an incandescent bulb and a fluorescent. Now that's halakha statement. Okay, Shabbos, beremereish habdol, can machin beremereish on an incandescent bulb and the chain shail in a fluorescent bulb. That's the second set of shalos. That's in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Melechus Shabbos. The third set of shalos, these tshuvas from Mal Bahandel, are Yitzchak Bahandel Ziv, others, Bishul Basel Bechola. You're using an electric stove to cook Basel Bechola. Are you over the Yitzchak Yeraisa of Bishul Basel Bechola? And you're doing Shabbos, is it Bishul B'Shabbos? Near Hanukkah, can you take an electric menorah and use it? I'm sorry. Is what is Oh, Ristik, I hear you. Good. Oh, but it was all after them. Says I don't understand. You right? I wouldn't have thought of the shaila. I would have said life like you. I'm quoting all these Yitzchak. Ever humbled us? Melkis and ever humbled us. He doesn't have the same mishkol that you're presenting here. So that's what we want to discuss. We'll come back to this again. I hear your point. Okay. Well, that's what we have to do. And the final question to discuss is Ner Chanukah. You take an electric bulb, and light it, stand it up on your windowsill, have a menorah, and use it to mekayim the mitzvah of Hanukkah. If you make a bracha, we'll have the Hanukkah on that, and mekayim then it's the mitzvah of the rabbanon of an electric light. These are the shilas of when it's ayur, the stock of the ice of Aram, and they're naya chiddush, it's in the Skadish Gevar, that's what the tshuvas of Chofesh Mem, Chofesh Don, and Viter. So these are in Yonah that we heard, Shiva Fag Rechnavel, with a mole. There's the Yeshurim, all of us, and there's many of us. So we're going to do the Sugim and tonight. And we'll see, Maskana Sadvar and Bisa to Dice Kim. These are the Shiloh, these are the Shiloh, we'll do it together. So let's begin. The Let's start though from what seems to be the easier part of the question. We're going to say that our Mishnah, in the Gay Kikim, it's a duh. Now, before we start, what just to be marked, and what's the element to happen? The two halakim in the Mizgarat of the Shire. Obviously, what this comes up in the Lumbus is what is special about these incandescent lights? While these bulbs, what's the issue here? Because it's not. Even in Havara, regularly we're talking about a fire with a shel heves, a flame, burning flame. A light, an electric lamp, works with a filament, a glowing ember of matzeches, which is just a glowing gafela shema. And that we'll see, that's what we're going to see, the materis in the Gemara, this is a new type of fire. This is not the same fire with shel heves that burns with wood. Light a match, you ignite a piece of wood, you have a flame burning out of a piece of wood. A glowing ember, a fire that's put into a piece of steel, doesn't become a shel heves. It becomes a gachela shel mateches, becomes a glowing ember of metal. A glowing ember of metal, these are the two stages to the question. Number one is a gachela shel mateches, an eishonat, and halacha, gabi malacha, gabi zara, these other things that we discussed. Is to have a din of an eishanat, that's tale of Aleph in the Kerat HaShayim and Avon HaSadvar. And Loniach will find Makairis and Din Teirah has a din of eishmanish. However, in Malefa Shabbat, these will be only again the first set of questions that we discussed, is Ken Zayn, that in the Malach of Havara, and the Malach of Kibbutz, there's a criterion aside from eish, the Zayn's on eish gom. However, there's a criterion Efshah aside from eish, that unless you have that second criterion, it won't be enough. These are the two shlavim that we'll see that very bad. So let's begin this. Let's start to handle first vegan kivui. From that machayr, we have often gemara, two often gemaras. We'll learn the gemara with the rishayim and see where that takes us first, and then we'll go to buffer. If kivui. Dogamor and Daf Membeis, Dogamor and Daf Tiflam and Dalad and Shabbos. Mar says over there in Daf Membeis, Mar's going to be good about it. Sira, for whole Sugi, we're not going to go into the Kotel of Sugi. Mar brings a memory of Shmuel. Omar Shmuel, Mechavim Gachela Shom Atechas Vishu Sarabin, Vishvil Shalai Yazuku Barabin. Person finds the sidewalk, a glowing ember of metal, glowing pipe, he's allowed to take on Shabbos and he's allowed to be mechaber. Avulay gachela shalitz, but you can't be mechaber gachela shalitz. What is mechaber? Often the Gemara takes two categories. There's a gachela shalitz, membezim and up. Shabbos must not membezim and up. Gemara makes a clear cut filiker. Take a regular ash, a regular charcoal, it's a glowing charcoal, and you want to be mechaber that. Thus is also, if a zay vayt, even if it's a zayk of the rabbim, even though people could trip on it, that's what it's called. You can't be matzah. This is your aisha. You can't be matzah. The chelosh of eight, the chelosh of matzahs can't make it. Zay v'shenim. We're gonna discuss here. Our meat v'shenim have a little bit of shat migemar. We're gonna leave it for now. The rab, others, couple of slugs. Zay v'shenim, zay rub v'shenim. La halacha, these are v'shenim that are negayas. Rav Bishenim hold that the chilah between the chelah shel matechas and the chelah shel eitz is clearly and simply that the chelah shel eitz is keep with your eyes. The chelah shel matechas is only keep with your rabbanon. Even the chelah shel eitz is just keep with your eyes and there's no kan eitzif in a zekah derab. The chelah shel matechas is only this is the rabbanon. That if you be maker or makam mezeka the Rambam, then that's Shabbos. Tatilash. The Torah Shematka Shematlit Shemashlikim Lekut Pseudah Shel Barzel. So Rashi is like Shaykh Kibbe Behochi. Rashi makes a very strong statement. It's not Shaykh Kibbe the Torah Shemani. Notice then there's such a clear cut chilik. It's not a portion that's even passed to think about Kibbe being a Melochah Diraisa in the Gassel Shemani. I will write the Kibbe. There's a second Machlech to Shurim Yehuda, the Malacha Shabbos, the Malacha Shem Tzvi Hilagufa. So the Gemara thought the two things were cooling that he's there. What is up? Shmuel Hal Dabba Shem Eskabin is Mutter, so he holds Malacha Shem Tzvi Hilagufa. There's also in the summer, the least parts of Avalas. So the Gemara, he's talking about the Sovala from Shimon. If you tell him, you just told me the Shmuel holds Dabba Shem Eskabin is Mutter, then he holds Malacha Shem Tzvi Hilagufa. He's also Potter. So if you shall eat Nami, why are you telling me that the Shalait does the Lord pass Kibui Minatayah? When the death of their Kibui Minatayah, there's not an eighth of an Ezekah the Rabbi. Fine, it passes Kibui. You know there's a cloud designed to pass Kibui in the Hell of Shalait. Oh, but there's another cloud, and it has to be, we need the Mishkin, or from Lechat Makshavis, the cloud you have, the Malacha Tzvikul Agufa, has to be the Malacha Kashuva, has to be Dumi the Mishkin. And only that's the Vorim, that's the test of the days. The Mishnah Shabbat of the Pesach in the day, the Gemara's Mepharash and the Aleph in the day, Ayin Shom, that the only Kibbutz, these are the facts. Now, why the longness of this is a great Seinyan, we're not going to go into it now, but these are the facts. The Kiyam of Malacha Shem Tzvich Lagufa, of Malacha Tzvich Lagufa in Kibbutz, Rashi says here, there's only two cases of Rashi particular. Chasal Aner, Chasal Hashem, Chasal Mepsila, the person turns out a wick, a fire, because he doesn't need it now, he doesn't want it to shud the oil. The only case of Malacha Tzvich Lagufa in Kibbutz, the Klashi, is a Siyas Chomim and Hibbutz Psila, which is a similar thing. And that was done the late Shia Miskin when they were creating, in order to work with the steels, they used to have to make charcoals to be able to work delicately with the metal. They had burning charcoals that they used to be able to work with it. To create those Chomim, they have to be Machabe 8. That's a Dumi the Mishkan. But that's called the Malacha Tzvich Lagufa. Fine. That's not Dumi the Mishkan. It's not a Malacha Teshuva. Malacha Tzvich Lagufa. So where you're telling me that the Chel Shel Eitz is a Diraisa, but you're not. You don't need. It's like Chassal Hashem. You need. You're doing a positive zap over here. There's a Pesach. You want to be Meitzur a Hezekah. You want to be Meitzur a Michshol. There's no Tzvich Lagufa here. It's a Malacha Tzvich Lagufa. So the Gemara in the Chanan. The Dovah Shem is Kavat Sovel Okav Shimon, the Moach Hashem is Shichel Gufa Sovel Okav Yehuda. You're right. Shmuel holds the Moach Hashem is Shichel Gufa Sai. Why does Shmuel make this killer? Shmuel himself Taka holds like a Yehuda, and he Taka Shpats the Tumach like this. They're not fleeing Zebazer. That's the whole basic over here. Why they should or shouldn't be, but that's the Maskonis of Gemara. The Shmuel Taka holds Dovah Shem is Kavat Mutter, and that he holds like a Shimon Lingin Zeh, so that's where Shmuel made this filling. So male the Dina Lefios, we'd be allowed to be Machaba, even the Gachel is Shal Eitz. Because you're right, it passed Kibbe Min HaTorah. But we passed the Malach Shetzich Lagufa as Potter. So male we'd be allowed to be Machaba, Gachel is Shal Eitz, even the Gachel is Shal Eitz, Mishum is Ege Derab. But Shmuel, why did he make this filling? Well, Shmuel had Malach Shetzich Lagufa as Chayiv. So male like him, Gachel is Shal Eitz would be Chayiv Taka, and I have no Hatayah, Mishum is Ege Derab. That's the Mishum is Ege Derab. But the Bible says, "An American Kazakh, Shmuel, and Moshe Tzvi Gufa Sayyid." There's the chilut in the concept of the malacha. There's two stages. There's, you have to first define what the malacha is, and then doing it. When you have the mitzvahs of the malacha, you have to do it for the right reasons to be mekayim the Yehuda to design the malacha. There shouldn't be a malacha Shem Tzvi Hilagufa. Shneitz on the Gemara. The vision I give is my shayes of Rashi. The kachelish on matheches. Is nit shayf le shayf be kibbe. Why? That's the halacha. That's the halacha. That's the davar sasu. The davar mekubal. It's actually shy. So here Rashi is not mafarish to us. The Flamidalit is more of a similar filling, a different sugya, not in Shmuel, also Ungnum in a filling. And there Rashi really says it has. On like Kufa Medal, on Aleph, it's about a third way down the Omid. It's also the Tajmi Mora, like Kasha, Tan the Gachela Shal Matis, Tan the Gachela Shal Eitz. So Rashi, the Gachela Shal Eitz, what's the Chilvud of the Gachela Shal Matis? Here Rashi's in Tash. Rashi, Gachela Shal Eitz Oser, the Shaykh for Kibuy. The Fisha Oysa Pecha. What's Kibuy? Rashi defined, what is the Malach of Kibuy? Ask us, what is the Malach of Kibuy? This havar is creating a fire. So we understand that what's kibui? Kibui is extinguishing a fire. You have this positive force taking away this positive force, and you have such sets of malachas, bain of the seifter, kais of umaykik. You have the positive force, and you have taking away this force. That's a malacha. No, kibui is not like that. Rashi is teaching up. What is the malacha of kibui? Kibui is a siyasper. What is the upon you need for kibui? Is it enough that you extinguished the fire? Is it enough that you took this positive force and you took it away for some positive reason? No, that's not the tikkun gufa. That's not yet the malach. What is the definition of malach for kibui? For kibui, you need not only you took away that fire, but ayudei taking that fire away. You created something. Ayudei taking that fire. You created a something. You created a positive thing. What's that positive thing? Like we saw, like we said before in the Mishkan, the late Shaydi, the Nefokim, in order to work with the Kesef Zav, they would make these charcoals so they'll be able to work properly, delicately with the metals. They needed charcoals, so to create those charcoals, they were Machaba, Gacholishal, eight, to create these charcoals to work with. Those are valuable things, these charcoals. To create such a charcoal by putting out a fire, that's a Malacha Diraisa. But that's an intrinsic part of the Malacha. He was not just extinguishing a fire, he means creating something by extinguishing the fire. I see it's the problem. Because you can extinguish a fire, a glowing piece of metal, even if it's red hot, you don't create any pecha. There's no positive creation. You don't have a tshikul gufa. You don't have the malach of the cloth. That's what you say we have here. Child, what have you come? What have you come? We're going to get to that.
Very good.
Okay. Let's just speak to both of the other Rishayim. The Miri also says the same thing. I'm going to read over the Lashon Miri. I want everyone just to be aware that it's the Lashon, that it's attracting the Lashon. We're going to be in a gear later. Miri's Lashon, the Flam and Dalit, just quickly to go over. Our Mask Nation is the Fellowship Matis. What's the difference between Gachela Shal Matis and Gachela Shal Eitz? Gachela Shal Matis is not a kibui gomer of the Miri. She'ein an asa pechem, the same thing. It doesn't become a pechem. The ain a nikra kibui gomer. It's not a complete kibui. Now, I don't know how to read that. The nikra kibui gomer means that physically it's not a kibui gomer. It's less of an extinguishing of a fire. It's not a kibui gomer. It's less of an
extinction.
Lagabi halacha, it's not a kibui gomer. But halachically, it's not a kibbe gomer. It doesn't mean physically it's not a kibbe gomer. It's in halacha, not a kibbe gomer. It's not a malacha diraisa because you have to have an asiyas pech. But I'll put him, I want to make sure that's how you read it. Shein an asa pechem. It is all the svar. Miri state the Rashi. We will add a very important point. Also makes it clear. And the book said that Maestro Kech brings this musaf from the Rambam and Rambam. So this inside, it looks like it's the same Muslim. Also in that Gemara, he's going about 10 days. Avokhela shomatis, Lashon Rimavini, Yenison Atayim Ulimiyah. Avokhela shomatis, Leishayich Bey, Kibui Klau. The Bechad in Yono, Koidim Shatifte, Ula'acha Shatifte. The Chelos Shemate Shal Eifet Sela Shabbat Vashem Ashlichem Chutzim Chad Meisa. So Le Shayach Beg, let me read the whole book. Le Shayach Beg Kibui Midiraisa El Bechelos Shal Eif Shihinah Sepecha. Same thing. He Malachat Tzvich Lebufa. He Malachat Miskabel Lepecha. Same thing. First you have the Mitzvah and the Malach, then you have to intend for that. Al Bechelos Shal Matkes Le Shayach Beg Kibui Klav. No pecha. He says more than that.
That's
really. Bechad and Yoni. Not much on top of the mat. We're always one step ahead. You get the next step. Very good. Lechelos shematefes leshach bekibui klal. The shevus shedom. Lechelos shematefes leshach bekibui klal. The mechad in yom hakodesh because there's no change taking place. Before you had a hot piece of metal, now you have a cold piece of metal. What changed? What tikkun did you make? And that's exactly what he adds a nekuda to this. In other words, what's the point you need to see is pekin? Well, not that it's mach, but not that it's ton, what's in the dogiton? So they're all going, all make this point. Rashi, the mirror, the lemil, this would be the end of the lemil, and that, and then they, the Shabbos, the daf is safer, the big safer, the daf test in the hour. The big safer, the daf test, so they're all saying the same. Vidak will end the rain. What is they? How would they even learn up this year? It's not this year rain. But for all this, what the Akiva Sal did. So state the see pattern where you want to say all different shots. Okay, we'll soon get to another shot. Okay. On in Uraim, this is Uraim, the Chelik Beis, Tav Kufnem Aleph, from the Beis in Uraim, the bottom of the page, gets from Lechas Kibui. Also, he brings this Gemara, Tav Kufnem Beis, and Gechelos Achilvet, and Gechelos Shemachis, and Gechelos Shemachis. Now, according to the way we saw in Rashi and the other Rishonim, what would be cases that would be considered that you could have Kibim in that Torah? So see it's pechem, because it's like the really no said, but that was katan. You accomplished something. You made a pechem. If something changed. Rashi adds a second case, even though that's not the case of the Mishkan, being mahavav psila, taking the wick and preparing it. I don't know what the writing was termed for it. Is you take a wick and you mahavav the psila, it's misakin that it should light better the next time. That would be also an ain of a masiyat pechem. You're not making a coal, but you're putting on that layer that makes it burn better the second time. So say that that's it. Here comes the ray in Uray, and Vishvi Zachal and Uray. The time of, why is only Gachel Shamatis, why is Gachel Shamatis not Chayit, the time of, just Gachel Shamatis, the time of, the Mishkin Gamina, the Mulan, the Rays in the Mishkin, or the Sham, or the Kibui, the Shal Eight. The Kibui in the Mishkin was just, the case of the Mishkin was Eight. Shabahan, Hoyo Mishtam Shin, Matke Hamishkin Sot the Kesef Mizav. Those who were the Messiah for Kesef Mizav, and they had to make Tziruf and Kesef Mizav, they had to use this tool of the Nafokim, of the Pechim, of the Bichomim, of the Bicholim. So for that they use the Cholim Shalait, to make keeping the Cholim Shalait. So he doesn't say out clearly this point of a Tziruf Pechim. Well, clearly that's what he means.
Be a
told of it,
you know, the only
way it's a
funny,
you
make it into a
told of it. Well, what
case would be a told of it? According
to the Reyes.
Exactly, that wasn't by the
Mishkan,
so we had a lot of things that weren't by the
Mishkan,
but
they're
right,
that told of it. Right, could be. I hear. No, my question is though, was, well, my shayla really is, Mechari, he means the same thing, Gavi doesn't spell out, because it's not the Pechem, but my question is because he doesn't say the this, he just says, what the Chel Shemach and Shel Shemach? Shemach, say Chilukim. This the Zametzius. His answer is you have to have Gumi the Mishkan. It seems the Kibui is such a chiddush. I could learn the Uraim Zeratukin. Forget about Pechem.
The
Kibui is such a chiddush. Kibui is such a chiddush. Then order for what's system in Kibui that you've only be mechayiv in the exact same case of the Mishkan. About the case of the Mishkan, is only a chel shalait.
Why can't it
mean
that kind of fire that was ignited?
That and then you need tzrichel b'yak from chav for that for tzrichel
guf. Why can't it mean that kind of fire that is ignited? It's not hot. You can cook with it. It illuminates fire, ignited like wood.
Okay.
Not hot.
See, here's my point is
temperature.
He doesn't say love this. He says, what's the reason why the chelish shel matches becomes potter avolosa? even though there's a very hot thing blowing here, looks like an ash, you'd be mechaber that zah. Why you pass it? Zokti b'shalom this. Do me the mishkan. And thus, that's what Rabbi Septimus is asking. Do me the mishkan is not a carte blanche thing. Just everything is worth happening. Do me the mishkan has to be as far as the do me the mishkan that it's so stark that my high time you pass it. Otherwise, it'll be a tolda, right?
Ignited a fire. Which doesn't apply to
the point. The point is, Dumi the Mishkan he has, the main point here is Dumi the Mishkan. I mean, Dumi the Mishkan here is such a major factor. Normally, Dumi the Mishkan would just help for Av and Tolda. Dumi the Mishkan is not going to be there here, but
only by Ace is ignites. A flame ignites.
My second
doesn't ignite.
Hot,
glows,
caught.
It's not a flame.
Okay. So this is my question. The Zivot made of the Give me Rafa Oilam. It states on Andrew Nusa. He doesn't start with the longest. He starts with the Zumi the Mishkin, and we'll fill in what the reasons of the Zumi the Mishkin, because here there's Techim, here there's not Techim, or other Chilukim, or Tzimetzos. So possibly one way to learn what could claim that because even when I see as Techim, what's his Chiluk, I get the dog is Zumi the Mishkin. The keeper is such a Chiddush, even after all the Svaras of Techim, it's only that case and not more. And then possibly it will come out that maybe Hebrew would also be possible. That's my question. That's what I'm presenting to the Olam. I'm not sure how to learn the Urain. I'm not talking how to learn the Urain. The Olam can help us out to learn the Urain. This is the Urain. Of it in Magen Avraham, this is the Shal Yopstein on Magen Avraham. There seems to be another complete shot. So far, we have three Rishonim that say clearly that what Gachel Shal Mach is different because there's no Pechim.
It's
interesting that the Kalim of the Mishkan were made by
eating
out.
They weren't made
by eating up.
But
it would be interesting
if they did heat up any of the.
Did they have to heat up any metals? Did they heat up? Did they heat up? Did they heat up? Yeah, they heat it out. It makes sense to me. Before they worked with it, they had to, they softened it. I would make
it. It's the same. But it's been cut on the old day.
I don't know if the regular Arabic that we did, you're forming to the Lechera they did. I don't have Mokka, but what? Of Kachel, because they threw it into the fire. They have to use fire, they have to soften the metals, and that's how you work with metals. Okay. I'll put them off. Next, the while we have three Rishonim say often, what Kachel Kachel Shamak and Kachel Shalait? I see it's Pech. We have a concept, what's the Malacha? The Urayim, Zachman of Shail is weiter zei. Morgen Abraham steht in anderen Nusser. Baruch Yaakov, here I'm just thinking what you started talking about. In Abraham, the Chayr state of Tzeit of Pshat, we'll see Meshach Vareinu, the way they take the Morgen Abraham, they pray it one way, and then the other Achayim take the Morgen Abraham, they put it the other way. We have to do it both together. It seems simple at the outset, but the Dakar Shatayra, the Tzadim Lekhanu Lekhanu. In Shin Lamed Dalet, Rachaim, Siv Kotten Lamed Hei. Shteyt Morgan Avram, also, and they're Chilik. They're Unza Halach. Shin Lamed Dalet, Siv Kotten Lamed Hei. On our Halach, the Chela Shamachis, Chela Shamach, the Machim Shrab, the Zukimba, Yochel, the Chavaisa, Vein and Hisha Machis, Vein and Hisha Leitz. Right? We, Ladina, Paskin, Lokshan, Tichel, Gufis, Potter. So may let us. There's no Chilik in the Chela Shamachis, Chela Shamachis, both of the Rabbonim. Important point. Okay, you're right. They make that there's a chaymer that you can't be machalk as easily in a more specific way. The Ran and the Amdur Yishin. The Mogen Avram, Mishal Matechas, like a kibui, so the Mogen Avram, the Ein Eis Seir. Because it doesn't burn. The Reis Seir, what's made of the Mogen? The Mogen Avram named Pidi Rishenim, because there's no Pechem. Or the Mogen Avram means it's not a complete fire. Kibui means, this is what you meant to say before, Baruch Yaakov. Kibui means that you have a ganze Eish, you do a ganze Kibui. You have a fire that's burning, unzerbrennt, and it consumes, unzerbrennt, a meridika fire. You take such a fire, and you extinguish it, you take away such a fire, that's a mosha deraisa Kibui. For a Kibui deraisa, you need an Eish, it's an Eish gomer. But if it's not, so for that, the fellowship Eish, you have a fire. You have a glowing, burning thing, and then it's all a kibbutz when I tell you. So because it passes an eish when I tell you. But on the gechelas on atechas, in the best of circumstances, you can put it up to. I think they told me that the tungsten today we use for the incandescent lights, we use tungsten. Tungsten filament melts at 3,800 and something degrees. It doesn't turn into a shel heves. It holds the heat inside. It never turns into shel heves. It's never siren. Never becomes a ganze shel heves. It holds the heat inside. It becomes a glowing gemper. So it's not a ganze eish. It never becomes. There's such a thing. It's not a ganze eish. And if it's not a ganze eish, it's not a ganze kibui. The adkan. But the lashon of the magen avraham. It's not siren. So I'm playing Hashkof Rishena Viyach Pashtei. So this is what I would say, Hashkof Rishena. And it will remain Hashkof Rishena because we see that there are some turns in the road. But Hashkof Rishena Viyach Pashtei, Viyach Kalem Pashtei Zazay? A ganze eish. The same thing, there's a shal heaveness. It's a ganze fire. It's seraph. So you have an eish gomer. But if you don't have an eish gomer, because it only retains the heat inside, it never can become an eish gomer. And such a thing, it's not shaykh kibbutz. Okay, those are the magen avraham. Now I would just be mercy if I on his dieting. But to state the zat, so if you learn like that, then I have shatn yushayim. What's the chiluk? Is the chelas shel matkis? Because it's not seirif. You don't need pech. No, it's the lefiz of like the merdik and afkamina. The concept of what kibbutz is, kibbutz like the other opposites. Bain and seiser. Taking away the positive force is also a malachah. So here, being mechab or fire, taking the fire away is kibbutz. But you have to take away a ganze fire. It has to be an eish seir, it has to be an eish gomer. That's the second shot representing
what
Jesus
said. Like if you had a paper fire.
Why would I borrow it?
Once you say it's not a fire, then you can put it out.
If it's not, if it can be mechab, if there's no kibbutz on it, there has to be part of an avar on it. There's no kibbutz that necessitates the zavah.
So the magen avraham would be like, say, a paper fire is also called a fire, but it doesn't make a petal. So of course,
you're going to go. The magen avraham is not having pechem. Magen avraham states on nitvi rishayin, a trace of shat.
What? By using a different material, it doesn't make a pechem like paper. Paper doesn't make a pechem. Just have ash.
It makes ashes.
Ash is not a clay.
Sometimes those ashes could be helpful too. I don't know. You need the ashes.
Well, they talk about a pechlam. He's saying that it doesn't matter. There are other materials in the stomach that can make a fire. You have a fire. You only leave the ashes.
Let's see if it'll be enough. Like a funnel mechayim, Pirish, he's saying a different thing. I want to be more of the state. Of the state in Pisgei Arid. והיית הלך ויש כחלש של מתחיס שאין כיבוי העושה מן התאירה משום בלב בס כיבוי והדלוקי. It's not about כיבוי והדלוקי. You know why כחלש של מתחיס is potter and only this is Rabbanon? Because it's not about כיבוי והדלוקי. This is the Teis Svid. The Teis Svid, well, the Pirish Teis Svid. And there's a second statement from Teis Svid, the Pitzki Avi. Shabbos and Daphne Mbez. Zoksa is Angloshim. It's not, it doesn't have the potential for kibui and hadloka, so therefore there's no kibui. L'chayra, talking to learn of what statement is this statement of Magen Avraham, or to have, he doesn't say anything about Pechem, statement of Magen Avraham, that in order to have a kibui In that Torah, you have to have an Eish Shel Hadlaka, a Gantz of fire. That's Eish Seir. He says that this is what maybe was Meir Mitzvah in the Magen Avraham that way. You have an Eish Shel Hadlaka, a Tzitzchon, and many Tzitzchon, it's for Gantz of fire, there's a Shel Heves, or a Kapon could be a Shel Heves, of a Zasar Eish. It's an Eish Seir, it's an Eish Gomor, Ken Rechom Nakib. But it has to be an Eish that's a Bas Hadlaka, it's a Ken Ven, a Gantz of Eish. That's the state of the Magen Avraham. The text, the Piskei Rit is in Daf Mem Beis. It's Omer Reish Ayin Gimel in the same. So that will cease.
So why
is Magen Avraham supposed to say what? Shalz was Azeva Fashtam Nameh. That's what it is. Maybe I'm wrong. That's what it is. He meant like this text is real. This Piskei Rit. It's not a Seir. It's not a. There's no Adlaka. There's no Gantz Eishu. I'm sorry. That in order to have, he doesn't mention anything about pechi. It's not about kibbe. He makes the statement. Why? Because in order to be about kibbe, it has to be about kibbe about loka. It's not about kibbe about loka. That's not. See, in other places, before and after, he just says to pshuta. Such a thing is not about kibbe. He doesn't explain himself. He doesn't. But nowhere. Here, before on the Mbeis, in another place where he talks about it, the Kuflamadal, where he speaks about it, nowhere does the Piskei really make a word, say a word about Pecha. Charles Busby. Now, each one of these Kupshatim, so we have your second shot or not. Now, each one of these Kupshatim signed the Magen Avraham, and signed the Piskei, there's a pick book that we didn't learn about. That's just in the Magen Avraham, Kupta Prima Dog. And he says the change of the disc. Charles Wadden changed the disc. From the Godam, that Magen Avraham, Shin Lam Medalit, stop my name, let me read you the Russian. Sotam Prima Godim. Well, I ain't Magen Avraham. What state Magen Avraham? The Matchis Einay Nisra. Magen Avraham says, because it's Einay Seirif. Magen Avraham's Lashon is, Shal Matchis like a Kibbe, the Einay Seirif. Sotam Prima Godim. What's made I am Magen Avraham? The Matchis Einay Nisra. Pirish, what's made the Magen Avraham? Because Matchis is not consumed. Einay Nawuka. It doesn't get consumed. So on a fire that can't get consumed, on such a fire there's no kibbe. He's talking about kibbe not a fire. But if you don't have an eish that it has in it, that it's getting something is getting consumed, on that there's no kibbe min atayr. So we're going to get to this. This the snare is the merkaz of the sugya. Come and shut this. Merkaz of the sugya is why we read Moshe Rabbeinu's snare. The rest is like the avish of the sugya. We'll see. Where's the shay? That's the problem. Those states are drifted pshat. Why did he change the gears here? What's meant to the Prima God? You mean, so what does Einay Seirif mean? Because he can't. I thought Einay Seirif meant, again, I don't know, the pure Shamil, so you have to know what it means here. In the main, the what's meant Einay Seirif meant that it doesn't, it's not a complete fire. Oh, so you could learn that way, right? So then if the Hel Shemach is, it can ignite something else, it is Seirif. So what's made them learn it's not Seirif? What? Maybe. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I guess I'm going to get the metal.
Will become a Shel Heves. Is there such a mysterious where metal will become a Shel Heves?
It
will become a flame. It will become an igniting, will ignite into a flame.
The filament
So that, then this is after New Balance. After New Balance. We'll see the tshuvas. We'll see the tshuvas. We'll see the tshuvas. The moment this love. Now, you hear what you're saying? We're going to get to it. If it's, I'm not sure. Okay, the kids are. Why did the Magen Avraham change the gifts? Why did people want to change the gifts in the Magen Avraham? This Ken dying, he did so because of the Levush. No, see, why did he assume that the Magen Avraham meant like the Levush? Because the Levush here. Of an art in Shulam Adal at the end of the Simeon. Take a look at his lashon, how he learns. The ain kibui zot levush. Pirgam chel shamatches leshayach bekibud yiraisa. The ain kibui el bedaber hanisraf. So he kibui only passes as something he can yet consume. In a fire that there could be consumption in, of demidot kibbut. In a fire that there's no consumption in, there's no kibbut. Let me say, such a zach is a. What does that mean? What? If you take that literally. A fire that's. Adarab, a fire that's not nisraf is a first acre fire. It lasts longer, it has more treches. Let me just finish up here what he said over here. Thank you, Mubadavah Han Nisraf. So, Mel Mistama. The Prima Godim understood the Magen Avraham means the same thing, like Ef Shavi is up to be healed. It doesn't mean any serve. Serve means that it can ignite something else. It can ignite something else. What's maintain is serve? Maintain the stomach. The stomach maintain the bush and an Israel. Oh, so let's see what happens here. Kum, the Elia Rabba. Look what he does with this little bush. We thought we have two pshatim, right? We have a Edenas Pechem. And we have to have an Eish Gomor, and Nishkan Eish Gomor, and Nishkan Kibur. What's maintain an Israel? Kum, tell you rab. There's up this one. El of the dog, actually, this tell you rab, in the bush of Yontu. If you wish to hear. El of the dog, I had this rab. With Sarah, look at Cholin. Kidla El. You need for kibbut, you need something that's going to be consumption. In order to have kibbut yiraisa, there has to be something that can get consumed. Something, if you can't get consumed, there's no kibbut yiraisa. So that's what I asked before. If you take that literally and you make the Magen Avraham now you're going to be Magen the Magen Avraham, like the Levush, what's about Matan Machloikas? It doesn't mean in a syrup. If you ignite something else, what's Achilik does? Make the Magen Avraham in a Nisra. What's Achilik does? Fazach in a Nisra? Because you need something that's consumable, that can become Gecholim, that can become Pechem. Back to Rashi. So after all is said and done, Vier lamped up, the Magen Avraham making Gantz in the field. I'd say, hey, it's helping Gantz to them. And then he says, Kil El, in the Levush alone, it's Mustafa Mustafa, that's what he means. Because in the Levush in the beginning of the Simon Taka says that we talk about Kibim Minat Torah. We're talking about where there's pechem. The dafka lichus adleika, that melacha shetzichel gufa, shloim a pchad mutzarech el atzolas beisik. So as a pechem is elbe zafter, we talk about the kibui that's going to be mekayim, the chi of diraisa. We need pchamin. As a pechem is elbe zafter. Thus shtelte tzudim al bushiyontiv. When he said in an nisab, what for mel? What for chil gechel shamatkes? Because he said before you need pchamin. So, and the Dabra Nisraf means something that could be consumed and therefore turns into a Gacheles. There you have Chomim. So he takes this Levosh and he turns it into Rashi and Alam Shayna. So, Shalos, the Magen Avraham made the Zerechit. And the Piskevin made the Zerechit. And the Piskevin is Shayna, Magen Avraham, that base is Shayna, right? Magen Avraham made the Naib Pshat, or the Vierlet convention is Altain Pshat. El Abadabra Han Nisraf. Vitzarach legecholim kidalel. Kidalel, as you said, because in order for it to be a diraisa, you have to have pchomim. So, he's right. Levush alein is mistaber learning. What the chiluk adabar nisra? Mele creates coals. It creates pchomim. The Magen Avraham means that also. So the people got and went and he turned the Magen Avraham into the Levush. Is a zoi? I'm not sure. Adabar aserif, I would say the lashon is mashpat taka, a svarifier, like you need an eish gomer. In the Piskei Arid, also there's a very strong point here in the Piskei Arid, but. Also, but see, the Piskei Arid to me, it seems also it's an ayib shah. You need a bas hadlokas. Let's just finish up in a few minutes. So that's the pikbuk in the Magad of Rami Yotzalayim. One of the smizvayin is I'm bima dafla in the Vassal Yichad. Now the pikbuk in how to learn this Piskei Arid. And that, Echof Hashem Rashid Zatzal, because they learned of us, and we're going to meet dafla in it. Rashid Zatzal had a different shah. But it's based, and we'll start, I hope we have time to finish, we'll be mamshik next week. It's based on a qualistic Shaila. More in Shabbos than above in the days. Are Kibui and Havar related? So we mentioned the question before. Are they? Is the Chiv of one holy in the other? There's a Gemara that Vav Mebeis as follows. Omer Rav, Matzosim Megillah Storin Beirab Chia, because of what? Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Oves Melochis Memchos Rachas. Oves Melochis Memchos Rachas, Ve'ein Echayev Ela Achas. What does it mean, Echayev Ela Achas? So Moshe says that's not Pshat, Ve'ein Echayev Ela Achas, it's Chiv of Melochis. So what does it mean? The Magi and the Braisa. Ovis Melochis Memchos Rachas. El Eimo Eino Chayev Al Achas Mehem. Yisrael said, I have a memory, I have a Kabbalah, there's 39 Melochis, and on one of them, there isn't the Chiyuch Chayev. And I don't know which one. There's two Gemara's about it. The Gemara over here says, I was like, don't want the Gemara, but on that, the Gemara was mocked him. Saw an achnosa, that's not the suffer. Because here we have Bryce's open, there is a Chiyuv Katas on it, so let me speak of them, how much this can suffer. Then the Gemara speaks about this, about Nikoshish, also a similar type of Gemara, a third Malacha, that Zichon HaPachal, the suffer. So there's only 36 left of this is suffer. But Isa ben Yehuda, this Gevist, based Nish Tudah, Eina, I lost track of, I don't know which one of them is the one that does that. Zot the Chavisiyar in the Tshuvis, Kuflam the Beis, Yeshiva brought this Chavisiyar. I'll go to the Chavisiyar. Tzarchim, what's the event that Gaisa Kasha, Yisi Ben Yehuda? I'm sorry? In Tshuvis Chavisiyar, Seif Sima Kuflam the Beis. Zot the Chavisiyar, Tzarchim, what's the event that Gaisa Yibayi Dola Yivshuka? Lama Nechkwa Meroiv and Stapra Ezim Ulachi Hidalo, Omi Yisi Shein Achayvala, Vala Yechlito Ava Pashta Pshitas, Shuhu Mavir, Svirle, Krav Yaisi, Man Svirle, Lav Yatsis, Lo, Machlek, Jav Yaisi, Mitra Nosi, in the Elif Aplex, so Havar is the Lav Yatsis, the Lachalik Yatsis, are we passing like a Nosi, the Yaisi, Havar is the Lav Yatsis, so that's the Vaisi, you want to know what this Megillah Storm means? This Megillah Storm hype of Yaisi, Atzda, Havar the Lav Yatsis, on one of the Lama Tess Melachis, there's no Chiyat Hakas. Zot the Chavis Yoyer, Arter, Yesh Loimar, then he came, but you got him chavah. Because it couldn't have been mavir. Because it's mavir, like Rabbi Yosi, that it wouldn't be one. The Braisa says, "Tzadot Yisa ben Yehuda Oimer, Tzadot Ein Avosach Vosachot Nikachiv." I don't know which one. This couldn't be the one. Because if it's mavir, it will cause a second one. If there's no mavir, there's no mechaber. Mavir and mechaber, mechaber is totally mavir. They shloim d'kene and gamachaber poter. Avu tarti lo yachas. This is the Chodesh Yom. Shvi Zatzal said, Ken Zayin, could be that Pesha'an the Chodesh, could be that Pesha'an the Piskei Arid. What's made the Piskei Arid? It's not about Kibwi v'hadloka, what's the main thing? In order to be Chai v'machaba, it has to be about Kibwi v'havara. It has to be Shaykh the Havara. If it's not possible Havara, it's not Shaykh Kibwi. And since here, and now he's throwing out a big Hanukkah, the Piskei Arid, that in the Gechel Shematchis, there's no Havara. That's Pechad's word. And since it's not a Bas Havara, since it's not a Bas Hadloka, so male, it's not a Bas Kibui. Gvaldik. Azir Shimon Tzal, let's say what to do this now. Azir Shimon Tzal, let's say what to do this now. Thus made the Piskei Arid. And I have shot, not because it's not an Eish Gomer. Thus made the Piskei Arid. It's not Bas Kibui the Hadloka, not because you need an Eish Gomer. Dech of this year, as Kibui and Avar, Queen's episode. Azir the Chavis Yair, Zog Do, couldn't have been Avar. because if Havar is out of the picture, Kibbutz is out of the picture, you can't have one without the other, right? The Baal, it's not a Bas Hadlaka, it's the other way. It's not a Bas Havaris, it's not a Bas Kibbutz. Azoi, so she is not a little plain. That was his saga. Let me just finish with the Shulim. So it's up there. So the Rishini Zatzal himself said that Abba Dazach is a Shira. And then if you look, he brought a Sefer on Kripitz that this is Kivan Abar and Tumim Zepizev. Then he says it's a pillar, it's a pillar twine, the Gansi Kavis here is Pillar Point. So if you care enough in the Gemara, the piece is Dachof. The Gemara is saying the piece is more than Dachof. And the Gemara on Kaptesim Abayz and the Tesh Yishonim is Mitzayim. The Tesh Yishonim says on Kaptesim Abayz and Shabbos and the Gilin, you take a look, he says the Bure. But it's not true. Shane, it's not true. You know, the fuel that you're basing was how? Havara lalav yotzis, yichayvin kibbutz. Even like your basic Hebrew fact is not true, and it's not just Rishonim. It's an often the Gemara increases the Chof from the Alpha Chof from the Beit. The Gemara comes out of there, and the Chof from the Beit is increasing, learning up a Brayso on Machlokes Tanoim that the first Tana holds like a Beisi Ayn Shomer Beisai. First Tana holds like a Beisi that when there's Havara and Kibbe going on, you only Chayiv Achas. This is the case where you're being Machatev Gachon, so you're doing both Kibbe and Havara together. Shazik can be Chayiv on both together. The Tana Kama held you only Chayiv one. You only chayiv havara, and the one other one held you chayiv too. Because what's machlekes tanoim? So what comes out of it in the maskana? The Tanakhama holds like a biyasi that you can't, even though havara and kibi are both going on, you only chayiv like a biyasi because havara is lulav yotzis. Or b'chayiv achas ismin, kibi is mechayiv. There's an often in Gemara at nedemes as ki at mispar as havara is lulav in the biyasi. Havara is lulav yotzis.
Why can't kibi be under havara for the lach? Kibi this is chayiv chater of havara is lulav.
Why can't the kibbutz be related? There's no kibbutz, there's no havara, but havara is the lav. You see here, not like that. This is the lav. But you can't have both together. If you're going to tell me that it's not a bas kibbutz, not a bas havara, because havara is the lav yotzis, so later basically havara is the lav yotzis. Then kibbutz is also lav yotzis because it means that it's a chavis yair.
Totally,
you can't have a chiv kibbutz. There's no chiv avoros. When dosh tein the gemara, if I can't, dosh tein the gemara, if I can't. Okay, so we're gonna stop here. We'll see what the map should like. You remember the.